Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, and good evening, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live. I'm Dastardly Dick Chafing.
And I'm Right Rotten Rudolph Hucker.
In tonight's news, Hutton comes under attack.
Expansion team expand to Epsilon Eridani.
Commander St. John Hawk limps home to save the day.
0.22 light years? That's nothing. Hot coal mission launched.
In a dramatic turn this week, Hutton has come under sustained assault, but by what can only be described as the definitely dastardly, the exceedingly evil, the most malicious, and the just plain nasty Earth Defense Force. Please note, they're not actually based in Sol. The opening gambit went like this. Phase 1. Attack Kappa 1 SETI and drive Hutton's influence to an all-time low. Phase 2. Blow up Bapsta and Old Man Riverboat. Phase 3. Attack PSPF-LF2. Now, Hutton is a big old lumbering Type 9 of a faction. We slowly, oh so ever so slowly, turned our attention to what was going on. And having turned our groaning hulk around to face the problem, began to resolve the scans. We can confirm that the EDF stated that they wanted us out of Kappa because it's ours. To which we said, no it's not, it's ours, see? It's got a statue of Alvin. To which they said, it's near our system, it's ours. The only reply possible was, it's in our systems. You started it, they said. You wanted to invade Sol. Our answer, no, we didn't. Uranus smells bad. We think this is where it all went wrong. Diplomatic efforts having initially failed, Hutton put a silhouette of Alvin on a really big lamp at Hutton Orbital and pointed it deep into space towards our allies. The dog signal went out, beaming bright across the Milky Way. Our allies answered. Groups of commanders much maligned by the EDF answered, and a combat fleet headed for their systems. The Paladin Consortium, Dark Echo, Alliance of Chinese Elites, and just about anyone with a pulse laser and a grudge, we thank you. Mighty battles ensued, and after a couple of hours, the EDF were on the blower.
Guys, shouldn't we talk about this?
We talked and talked. And talked. We're good at that. The enemy retreated from PSPF, leaving it in a right old state with discarded ginster wrappers and pot noodle pots everywhere and a strange sour milk smell everywhere. They won Kappa. They managed, not to notice, that we tried retreating from there a few months ago. Conflict is ongoing with ships hunting the evil ADM Trevor down a nightly basis to prevent him doing more damage. But there are rumors that Alvin has ordered the evacuation of all civilians as
we've just expanded somewhere much nicer than that shithole anyway.
More in the coming weeks about this ongoing friction.
Alvin was reported as being excited this week, with much wagging and bounding about the place when his expansion team managed to find somewhere nice, with lots of stations and an awfully pretty planet. Epsilon Eridani is the location, and the expansion team proudly planted Alvin's flag at the first opportunity. What they had failed to notice is that another faction of Pilots Federation commanders had claimed it as their own already. As per our unwritten and rather hippie charter, of course we are obliged to ask them nicely whether they want the system anymore, and if they do, retreat with our tails between our legs and a hangdog expression on our faces. The expansion team have been summoned to Elvin's office to explain exactly why they expanded somewhere that we can't actually end up owning, and why on Eden they spent all of his spare biscuit money and chew toy fund on the effort. Lael is said to be furious. Her orange eyebrows are pinched in a scowl, and even Cecil, her on-off beau, is keeping well clear for the time being.
After recent sunburn incidents near shipwrecks and disasters at 1,000 light-years from Colonia, Commander St. John Hawk received a plaintive messenger from Hutton Space. "Save us, St. John Hawk. You're our only hope." He fired up his frameshift drive, loaded up on Uber Fuel, and set — that's Uber Fuel, of course, that's a TM, Uber Fuel TM — and set the nose of his ship towards Hutton Space. His one-day mission:
to bring 100 million credits of exploration data to PSPF.
Having gone missing during the Vietnam War on Sol in ancient times, he had been discovered in a top-secret cryogenic research lab, frozen like an ice lolly and put into deep storage. There are legends of his brother and a black aircraft which defied the laws of physics, long lost to the annals of time. All we know is that we found him after over 1,000 years, defrosted him in setting 5 on the microwave, scraped off the crispy bits, and put him through intense training to be the kind of savior that Hutton needs. A one-man exploration machine. To this day, Hawk travels through space on his own, a master of the fuel scoop. The button on his bong machine, yes, the one that bongs stars, worn down and taped up many times over, immune to the strange taste of recycled urine and Hutton super noodles. He made it! The data turned our disaster in PSPF into a triumph, from a 40-point deficit to a 14-point lead in one night. There were talks of a parade, of a homecoming party, but Hawk disappeared back into the void without a word. This man has achieved the ranking of elite in exploration twice over. And you don't do that by taking time to party.
And finally tonight, we have exciting news. Having taken an absolute age to decide whether we could be bothered with all that going to Colonia jazz, the decision was taken out of our hands by Commander Splendor of the Hutton Mining Corporation. Without asking first, and to be fair, he has permission not to ask, just to grovel if he gets things wrong, he signed Hutton Orbital up as a candidate for a new base out at Colonia, somewhere even further away than Hutton Orbital. He has assembled a ragtag fleet of squirrels, hotboxes, explorers, and some enormous bloke with a big truck, and 20,000 of his mates, to build Alvin a new base where mugs will always be welcome. Pilots can find respite from all the shenanigans in the bubble, where pristine rings can be thoroughly plundered, and glorious showers of gold can be enjoyed by anyone who makes it there. We look forward to welcoming presidents, presidents-to-be, presidents that may not long be presidents anymore, refugees from angry, rioting liberal types, and their Russian friends. Any similarity in this news report to any person living or dead is purely coincidental, and Hutton accepts no liability for whatsoever for what you might read into this report.
He's Rudy.
He's chafing.
That was the news. We have a full show tonight, but in the meantime, we have a bit of music for you. This one is dedicated to our nearest neighbors. We may have fallen out, but if you ask nicely, yes, maybe we might have you over for a glass of gin and a nice, long convoy.